thank you. All right, we're ready for the Roosevelt Fire update and discussion. I might ask Sheriff and Chief if you guys would like to join us at the table.
Sure.
That'd be great.
I was going for the chair.
Good. All right, well, I know where we need to go with this discussion, but I might just go ahead and start with you, Jim, and just let you go from here, and then you might cover some of the things I want to cover. And
excellent. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, the discussions with Director Cameron from Homeland Security and availability of grants, I put together a kind of a quick reference sheet. I say quick, it's 6 pages long. Of the monies available.
These are the five mitigation grants?
These are the five mitigation grants in time frame priority.
Okay.
So as we go through this one, the first one is the mineral royalty grant. With discussions with Dave on the Wednesday morning conference call that we've been having, he understands that this is something that they can directly apply for. But it needs, in short, it needs approval from the commissioners as a pass-through to just, and that's highlighted in the the deal that pretty much needs your blessing for that to happen. Now, I do know that, and I'm not speaking for you, Dave, but I do know that you're working on this.
Yep.
So,
what type of say-so, go-ahead, what do they need?
You know, it wasn't really clear. It just this is the stuff that I pulled off the website. Dave, do you know exactly?
I mean, no, I'm afraid I can't provide any precise answer to that.
Yeah,
other
okay.
Than what you see.
Well, just keep us posted and let us know. I mean, if you need a letter or if you just need minute notes that say we agree, you know, whatever. Let us know what you need. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, from our conversation the other day, one of the concerns with this is this grant has to be applied for by November 23rd, which is two weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up.
And I guess the question I have, because I didn't understand this, is something that both Sublette County and the Hoback Ranches Improvement District are both eligible for. So I guess my question would be, are there any other considerations the county might have that go beyond Hoback Ranches? In other words, can we both apply? Is it one in lieu of the other? Are there other needs? I don't know the answer to that. I'm just asking.
The way I understand it is just specific to the Roosevelt Fire, and I haven't gone anything out.
Okay.
I haven't asked that question either.
Okay.
Commissioner.
We'll assume that's correct until we know different, I guess.
Okay. Those two numbers, I know that Beth is out, and Sheila Palmer is the point of contact for that.
Okay.
Next one is the DEQ grant with Section 319 monies available.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just following up on Commissioner Burnett's question, if I may. The fire department did submit a grant application to the State Land Investment Board mineral royalties grant for the fire truck.
No.
So we've already got an application submitted and on file for the county.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay, thank
you. So that takes care of that.
Excellent.
Okay. Clean Water Act.
The $23,469 available to date. There's no match to this, and this is also available with the Special Improvement District to apply for.
Okay.
Mr. Nimitz, anything else on that one? I mean.
Nope.
Okay.
Talked about the using it for the wood straw mulch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one that I'm going to bring up.
Okay. HMPG is a hazard mitigation grant. That's the big one through the public assistance and the FMAG funding, $423 available. Now, the rollout for that is next week, 6 o'clock at the BOCES meeting room.
Now, as long as we're there, let's discuss that. Let's tarry on that one for just a little while. In talking with Director Cameron, he said there was $20,000 available for grant writing.
That's
that doesn't take away from that $425,000.
That's correct.
From what I understand.
That's correct.
So how does the Service and Improvement District get that $20,000 so that they can hire a grant writer?
The way I understand is because none of the special improvement districts were brought in on the hazard mitigation planning process. They're not available through this, so this would have to come through the county only.
So this is not available to the service and improvement district.
As directly, yes, sir. If the county wants to apply, and that's where we're talking about direction, and there's going to be a lot more discussion on this next week.
Okay, if the county wants to apply for that $20,000, or we've already been awarded this FMAG, right?
Well, this is just a portion of the FMAG. So it comes from the public assistance, then the FMAG, with the granting of the fire mitigation assistance grant. Yeah, that we already got. This is another part of that for long term mitigation.
All right, right.
This is a 75-25 grant.
Right.
And the county would have to decide how much they want and a scope of work, and then deciding what they want for that project would be, they'd have to come up with 25% of the match.
Right.
Right.
The
county does. Right. If we want to use it directly for the Roosevelt Fire, or if it'll be explained in the rollout meeting that this money is available for any mitigation of any hazard in the county, and the towns and all have access to this being part of that mitigation planning process.
Okay. But this is awarded because we were given that FMAG status.
Yes, sir. But it can go towards any project, and not specifically to fire. Which doesn't make sense to me, but that's the way it works.
Back to my question, then, how do you get that $20,000?
I think you'd have to ask for a project and use that money. I don't know that it's separate. I think it's all, yes, sir.
For the grant writer.
So you may not get the $20,000 until you're awarded the grant if you're successful in receiving it?
I think they're going to be able to answer that. I can't answer that. They're going to be able to answer that Tuesday.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to verb code that for us.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to need you to find out how to get a hold of that $20,000. Once that $20,000 is awarded, can the Service and Improvement District take that $20,000 and hire a grant writer?
Got it. Okay. I'll have that answer this afternoon. I'll send you an email.
Okay.
If not, then it'll be Tuesday.
Well, yeah, or at our meeting next week, whatever. You may have to get that information directly from them that day.
Next one is a pre-disaster mitigation grant, PDM. This is a national grant with $235 million available nationally. And it's a competitive grant. The eligible applicants must participate in the mitigation planning process, which county has. There's $575,000 set aside for this state, and that is also a 75-25 grant. But you can apply for larger projects than the 575. But again, you would compete nationally.
Okay. Well, my question on a lot of these is, what can these monies be used for?
Anything that you feel is a hazard to the county that you would want to lessen that hazard.
But not due to the fire.
Anything. I know.
Yeah. Okay.
So
you're not eligible unless you get that FMAG designation, but then you can use it for anything.
This one you can use, pre-disaster mitigation grant, you can use for anything. Also, and the FMAG you can use for anything if the county decided to.
Right, but you have to have that designation. And you didn't get that designation until you had a fire.
Right, but I think this one,
you can use it on anything? It's just so confusing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I hope a lot of this gets answered Tuesday.
All right.
As I delved into it, it just doesn't make sense. But yeah, if Big Piney had a flooding problem and they wanted to work something on Piney Creek and handle something, they could apply for that money with a scope of work and,
okay,
and apply for it. All right. This is a long-term one. This wouldn't be usable until 2019, early 2020.
Okay. This one or just
the PDM? Yes, sir. The PDM, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Same application goes for the HMPG and the PDM. Then the flood mitigation assistance is also available. Another 75-25. This is a national grant that we would compete with, and community flood mitigation projects, advanced assistance to developer design mitigation projects. And that's pretty much. And then applicants must include a list of IP insured properties in the project benefit area.
Okay. All right. Those are the five.
Those are the five.
Okay. So now, Sheriff Lear, another reason why I needed you here at the table, Jim works for you. So in these grants that are going to require a county match and require the county to be the applicant, then I'm going to need somebody from your office to spearhead these grant applications. Okay, so we're given this responsibility to Jim, but he's going to need to draw on your staff in order to get these grants written. I've talked with Chief Cooper, and we can probably get ML to supervise or to watch over if anybody in your office doesn't have the experience in doing this. They can probably ask ML some questions, and then she can probably guide him in the right direction rather than throwing it over to his office. Though I think I want to leave it in your office.
Okay,
and then your staff can help Jim in getting these grants written and getting them submitted.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that mean the county's willing to put up the match?
Well, then this is what we need to talk about right now. I see absolutely no reason why I would resist a 25% match on any of these grants.
Okay.
Gentlemen, chime in.
I have no problem with the match.
The big question we have, of course, and I'm going to marry right now.
Yeah.
25% match, where does it come from? We've got that emergency loan.
We've got the emergency loan fund.
So
that'll probably be
there's enough money in that to cover 25% matches of these.
Depends on what we're 25% of what.
Well, and I'm looking at
the... And the cost for the project. I mean,
$420,000.
Yeah, the biggest one was $425,000. So
what about the $160
million? That's nationwide.
Nationwide. Right. The state had how much?
Designated for the state?
Yeah. That, for the PDM, that was $575,000.
$575,000 for the state.
The FMAG is that comes through with the $425,000. Oh, the flood mitigation system, I don't think it had a limit on it.
I didn't see one.
And that's the information that I got directly from Melinda Gibson, or from the state.
So it doesn't have a limit on it, but does it have a...
Maximum federal share is $10 million for community flood mitigation projects.
So 25% of $10 million?
Would be 2.5, yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, see
that's
that, right.
That's why I brought that up.
Maximum.
Maximum, right. So do we designate on the application the amount we're applying for?
I think we'd have to have a scope of work and a really good guess on what we...
You have to have a project.
Yes, sir. You have to have a project first.
That's where my answer lies in.
Yeah.
I'll agree to the match after I see the scope of work. I mean, we need to know what they're going to do with the money, right? Shad, you had...
And then who follows up that money?
Could sure shed a little light on that.
Well, just in previous experience in grant management, there's generally in-kind contributions or soft matches that are available from volunteer hours or participation from the community that might be eligible. And I don't know. I'm not familiar with.
So we don't really know yet what we're looking at.
What we're agreeing to.
Yeah.
I would look for direction on specific to dial in on what project you'd want to mitigate. Or attempt, but this could be anything. Doesn't
That's what's so confusing about this whole deal. We're talking about hazard mitigation after a fire, but it can be applied to anything.
Yes, sir. The way I understand
wow.
it.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. So we'd have to see what the project is.
And what Melinda's going to do is go ahead and kind of lay out some stuff that money's been used for within the state and show you what possibilities of stuff were. But it's these come in pretty quick with the 31st of December. The PDM and the HMPG all run the 31st of December this year for the application, and then this also with the flood mitigation.
Yeah, we've got the one that's...
I think the DEQ runs till April.
Okay. We've got the one that's due this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the mineral royalties grant through the SLIB.
Right. Okay. Well, in agreeing with Commissioner Bousman here, we need to know what we're agreeing to before we can agree. But I don't foresee any reason why I would not agree to a 25% match within reason, within the right project. Such, but we need to see what that is first.
Who's going to be my point of contact so that when we work through this in the next couple of weeks?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift that over to Commissioner Burnett.
Excellent. Okay. We've been on the Wednesday calls.
He's in on the calls. We're going to kind of make him the point on all of this.
Awesome. We're going to talk a lot, I'm sure.
That's fine.
Yeah. And again, any ideas or anything you want to dial in on now, or do you want to wait till Tuesday night's meeting, or is there anything I can?
Tuesday night's meeting is just to pertaining our discussion pertaining to the
HMPG. That's correct. Right. But she'll be there to answer any other further questions that we have for.
And they'll be discussing management cost and.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Generally speaking, won't the biggest threat come snow melt, and erosion?
Yes, sir. In the SID, yes, sir. In the special improvement district.
Sealed into the creeks and it'll wind up in the Snake River, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a big issue.
So, Fisherman Creek out to the Hoback, and then down the north side. I don't know what that drainage is called, but as it drains out on the north side, I think all that runs out.
Well. Eventually runs into the Snake.
Yeah, eventually.
So it's then going to be your responsibility, is that what I'm taking, to develop the grant application and the scope of work for the particular project? That'll have to be specific to the grant application.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I have access to the engineering, help from engineering? To the county?
Well, we don't have an engineering department,
right.
But we do employ Rio Verde.
Right, and that's what I meant.
Is that what you're talking
yes,
about
sir.
Here? Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
But you're expending funds.
Yes, we are. That's true. Absolutely right.
Which may become a match if this works out.
Correct?
You mean?
I would. That's the way I understand it also. Yeah.
Right. I hope so.
That's the idea. Yeah, because Rio Verde doesn't turn a wheel unless the clock's running.
Yes, sir.
So, be judicious on that, will you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't turn their clocks back either.
No. Might have turned them forward.
So, Mr. Chairman, we should notify Rio Verde that we're taking this project on.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's correct. Mary, would you do that?
Yeah.
Let them know that it's fine to work with Jim on these projects.
Do you want me to dial in specifically to Hoback Ranches or anything?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Generally speaking,
really,
mitigation of the fire.
This is what we're worried about. We're worried about the hazard mitigation from the fire.
Okay. Cool. Any questions for me, gentlemen?
I think we know enough yet.
That's just it. I mean,
we just don't even know enough to ask the question.
I took these, a lot of this, that built this presentation on a, right on my knee in the, while I was up in Hoback Ranches a week ago, 10 days ago, and was able to get more information and pull this stuff off the internet, but knowing that Dave's got to start on the, Mr. Nimitz has got to start on the MRG, which is the closest one, and that's the most time sensitive, so, and as long as that goes, is blessed by the commission, I think that he can move forward.
Probably the most important thing to do is try and get that $20,000 available for the grant writing. Because I guess I don't expect Sheriff Lear's office to write these grants, but they're going to need to help and such like that. But if you can take that $20,000 and hire a grant writer for these grants.
So, Mr. Chairman, on the MRG grant, is that going to be submitted? It's going to have a resolution from the commissioners, whether the county's submitting the grant application or whether the district's submitting the grant application.
That's the way I understand it.
And so, and it's going here soon. Our next meeting's the 20th.
Right.
So we're going to have something here by then to be able to make a resolution to approve that.
That's
plus,
correct.
The other thing is we already have a competing grant in with the fire truck.
So it would make sense that the improvement district submits a grant application for the MRG grant, right?
That's what I understand.
And we do the, we still have to review it,
right,
and make a recommendation, right?
It's the service and improvement districts that has the MRG grant. They're the ones that need to present that.
Right.
So that won't need to come through us, but the other ones will.
But they need a resolution. Do they need a resolution from the county?
I don't think from the county, because they're going to be the applicant, right?
Well, it's still
part of the application.
Well, that was the other question that we had, is what do you need from us?
So through on the bottom of the first page, it starts with what kind of review is needed from the county or city, town, that governing entity. The Board of Commissioners shall review the ability for the special district to fund the project through bonds, whether the project is adverse to the needs, plans, or general welfare of the county, whether the special district has utilized local funding resources, and whether the special district has met county standards, if any. Part of the special district lies within 5 miles of corporate limits of any city or town, and the special district's grant or loan application shall also receive a written review from the governing body. So you're right, you need it to look at it by the 20th.
So it's incumbent on the district to get this in, have projects specified that there might be some money for, and then present it to us.
Yes, sir.
It'll be need to be presented to us by our next meeting.
You're done? You're ready with the application?
Not the application, but the project.
Oh, okay.
I've got most of the information gathered for the application.
So that'll need to be presented to us at our next meeting.
Okay. Awesome,
Tom.
It says he has it with him.
What? He's got the project with him.
Well, I understand that, but he doesn't have the application. Don't we need to see the application?
Well, both, but I wouldn't mind seeing some of it.
Okay, well, sure. Sure. Get it from him. I'm sure that's going to come with the application at our next meeting, right?
The way it's supposed to work.
Okay. All right. There's my. All right. So if you have any questions on grants, things like that, and you need to draw on the institutional knowledge of ML, then get a hold of her. And I guess you've got the sheriff's group at your disposal to help with whatever else you need.
Excellent.
I'm assuming. Right.
So just for clarification, we're not going to pursue, as the county, pursue the MRG. That's going to go through the Special Improvement District, the Hazard Mitigation Grant, and the PDM, and
whatever
anything else.
Ones that they are able to do on their own, that those are the ones they need to do.
Okay.
The ones that have to go through the county will run them through the county.
Excellent.
Okay. Commissioner Mills?
Just looking at this, I have a question. And on the MRG grant and what's needed from the county, how do we make a determination on the special district's ability to fund the project through bonds? I'm not sure I understand what that means. The ability of the special district to fund the project through bonds.
I don't understand it either, and I guess they would have...
I mean, according to this, that's what you're asking us. I just don't know how to answer the question.
What would that mean, Mary?
Well, do you have bonding capacity?
I believe there is some mechanism to create a bond. Bottom line is, there ain't no way that's going to happen before November 23rd when this goes away.
Yeah.
And they were very explicit when I talked to them that it had to be emailed in. As long as you send an emailed copy, that the triplicate copies are in the mail.
Legal paper and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
I guess the reason I'm asking is because you, in essence, need from us by the 23rd a statement that we speak to your ability to fund the project through bonds. I just don't know. We can give them a statement, but how do we?
Bonds.
Would that be no?
I know when we develop our budget, there's part of that budget where we go through an exercise that talks about our bonding ability. Mm-hmm. And it's a portion, I don't remember the percentage, and I don't have a budget with me right now, but it's a portion of what our assessed value is. But your assessed value is so small that it might be $500. I mean, you know, it's realistically, so it's, without really researching that and finding out what it is, I don't think you have bonding ability, and especially on short notice.
Not enough to get what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It would depend on the size of the project, also how much the bond would have to be and what their ability would encompass.
Well, it isn't going to have anything with the project. It's going to have to do with how much money they can bond, you know.
Great, ready?
Well, I just know in our discussion on Wednesday, there was some conversation with Director Cameron speaking about this MRG and talking about the high hurdles that had to be met, one of the problems with it. And one of those is the timeline. But
right.
We didn't mention, this is the first time seeing what may be required of us, and I just was inquiring as to how do we give you a statement to attest to being able to fund the project through bonds. I don't know the answer.
And we're supposed to be able to answer these questions as part of the application, right?
That's my understanding.
For whoever this goes before to make the decision.
Well, what Mr. Mitchell has given us here says that this is the review that's needed from the county. So
we're gonna have
we should have to have that to review.
That review, yes.
And what will we need to provide at our next meeting? We write on a napkin? Go ahead.
I think it's a resolution.
I think it's a
simple. We've provided a resolution for all the other grant applications we submit to SLU.
All right. So
it's a resolution that says that we agree to this, or we've reviewed this, or whatever. But we're going to have information to develop the resolution so we can adopt it at that meeting.
Exactly. So that information actually needs to go to Matt so that he can help draft the resolution.
Right.
So this information's got to get to Matt Gaffney as soon as possible so that it'll be ready for our next meeting. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, in the page 2 there, it talks about timing of applications. There's a paragraph there that talks about future opportunities as well.
Oh, I see.
That if it doesn't happen within the 23rd, that just makes it available to the next meeting of the board.
Okay, which is third Thursday of January?
Third Thursday of the preceding February, if it's going to be before the June meeting.
This, I believe, the money that is available currently is kind of in a leftover pile. So what that, the the form is talking about is if you were applying for next year's. This is money that, you know, hasn't been utilized, was left over for something else, and that's why it's going to go away. Hmm.
So the information on the project and the application needs to get to our county attorney ASAP if that's going to move forward and be ready for our next meeting. So I'll just throw that out there. Okay? If we have a resolution on our table at our next meeting, then we can discuss it and we can pass it.
Right.
Okay. If there's a resolution. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So I think you've got all your action items.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Wow. Anything else here for Jim, for the sheriff, chief?
I don't think so.
At this point. Okay. And the deadlines on those others, where are we at on those? I mean, those the, other grants.
The HMPG and PDM are the 31st of...
End of this year.
Well, 31st of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'll, those will need to be...
But they're the same template, so...
Presented and agreed to by our second meeting in December.
I guess I have one more question for clarification because I'm trying to understand this.
I still got a lot of questions.
Based on that conversation that I was in just this week, the HMGP program comes to the county. You kept talking about a $20,000 portion that goes for grant writing. Mr. Nemitz, maybe you can explain to me. It seems to me there was a comment made that the any monies coming from this would have to come through the Hoback Ranch Improvement District through the county because your district didn't participate in that mitigation program. So I'm guessing, does that answer your question? The $20,000 portion for grant writing would have to come to us and then be allocated by us to
that. That's correct.
That's correct.
That's fine.
And that's what Mr. Mitchell is going to do. He's going to figure out what he has to do to get that $20,000 out of that.
Okay.
Cool.
And that's out of which grant?
HMPG.
HMPG?
Yeah.
13th of November.
Out of that $420,000. With a 75-25 match.
Yeah. Right.
So even with a 20,000, we do a 25% match on that as well.
No.
No, that's no match. No match.
20,000 is no match.
You're outside of it.
Outside of it. Gotcha. Okay. Just trying to understand.
Okay. And then the last one, the DPM, was there a, there's a maximum federal share. How much comes to the state?
$575, but you can't apply for more. And so of the $575, you I think it's competitive within the state, and then if you go above that, then it's you're competitive nationally.
Yeah, that comes through the state Homeland Security. Right.
That one's got a 31st deadline also.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's got to, you got to know what your projects are before you know how much you're going to ask for.
Exactly.
Okay, just so everybody understands that all these projects have got to be in place before these grants can be applied for.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. We'll get that.
Otherwise, we don't know how much we're applying for.
Right.
Okay.
And we're planning for stuff that we don't know how bad it's going to be yet.
Yeah. All right.
So, in my mind, these grants can't overlap each other either. I mean,
let's say you apply for all these, but they are the same project. How does that work? You can't be awarded more than
well,
one.
You can't double,
money
you can't double
one.
Dip.
That's
you
what I'm
can't
saying.
Can't double dip, but you can refuse. If they're awarded, you can
so
refuse.
So what you're thinking is you apply for the same project to each one of these pots of money? Or do you have separate projects?
Well, there would be separate projects we could put in depending on the situation, what each grant is more directed towards.
Okay.
So, just speaking to priority, Mr. Nimitz, if the first priority is Rim Road, and then after that, you have idea of other, then I'll get with you after that, then. Okay. Cool.
You know?
Okay. Well, we'll see what the projects are. All right, anything else, gentlemen? Okay, I think that's it for that discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Nemitz, did we answer all of your questions?
No, I've got more.
Okay, go ahead and come on up.
So, the issue is... pass these on. Obviously, there are two more there. Yeah. There's a narrow window here that's closing to do anything this season. And early on in this process, Governor Mead got me in contact with a woman who is the state loan and grant manager, Beth Blackwell, and she advised me immediately of a grant number CWC15213 from SLIB that has $187,000 remaining in it and hasn't been touched for a while from a big piney sewer repair project, and it's sitting there. And she indicated that if that project were completed, the commission could reallocate these funds immediately. So, in light of the fact that I don't have the resources sufficient to finance what is being recommended, and I haven't addressed any of this yet, together with the fact that this window of opportunity for doing anything in a preventative fashion, rather than waiting until something happens in the spring, This totally hinges on your decision to reallocate this. And what I'm talking about is the, in here I have some report from Jorgensen Engineering that provided us some pro bono assessments of what should be our priorities for preserving roads. And then from this environmental consultant group, Grouse Mountain, that recommends a product called wood straw, which still can be applied because they can put it on snow and they can get their tractor in still over Rim Road to try and save it. But the problem is it's pretty pricey, and without having some immediate funding, I can't give them the go.
This is mitigation to avoid flooding of Rim Road, then, or
avoid
washing out
of the road.
Okay.
Up around those abutments, and you know where unfortunately there weren't too much success on the part of the Rubicon group. They wouldn't go up the hill because it was too unsafe. So we didn't get anything done in terms of creating log dams and all that stuff.
Mary, I need you to explain to us this SLIB grant.
So this funding, if you recall, back in 2016, the legislature funded us with some consensus funding. And the consensus funding application process is that it's the eligible applicants are the county, the municipalities, so the three towns, the joint powers boards, and the service improvement districts, the special districts. So those are all the folks that can apply for that particular money. And if you'll recall, when we had that hearing, the funding was awarded to Pinedale for their road infrastructure projects that they were working on. The other money was awarded to Big Piney for sewer renovation project that they had going. So Big Piney's project, and I believe the amount of money was around $400,000 that went to Piney. The money that was awarded, that project went on and was completed in July of this year. They didn't use all the money that was allocated to them, and that's where this $187,000 comes from,
right.
Is money that was not used as part of that project, so it still stays in the pot to be reallocated for another project. So the money's in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
All of these entities are eligible for that money, but the other part of it is that once the if proposals were brought to you to request the allocation of that funding, then we have to have consensus.
Once again.
So the consensus comes from the county and the three towns, and it needs to be 70% consensus. So three out of the four,
right,
have to agree that that's the project. So it's going to be a competing grant application here. It isn't a done deal. The money is in Cheyenne. It's not in our checkbook. So, you
know. And it is a reimbursement grant.
That's right.
So
yeah.
The money is spent by the county, and then the county gets reimbursed for that money. It's not like it's in the bank.
And in
you
this
understand?
Particular grant also, Mr. Chairman, the district can apply directly to, they can be the applicant directly.
Okay.
I know in those last two applications that we made,
mm-hmm.
we were the fiduciary because we were able to front the $800,000 that was needed.
Right.
Because the towns didn't have the money, you know, they didn't have
right.
the money laying to make those payments and wait for the reimbursements.
Right.
So that was the reason why those were dealt with that way.
Okay. And would this be the same way here, or do you?
I was told by Beth Blackwell that it would simply take the commission reallocating the funds. There
yeah.
would not need to be an application process.
It's not an application, but it does take consensus from all four of those, well, three of the four entities in order to reallocate that money. Don't have to go back into the application process. The money's still there. But it still does take consensus from three of the four entities to allocate that money. Janice, go ahead.
Just sitting here listening to this, I'm wondering if maybe a good possibility for that would be that grant writer, because it seems to me that on this front end right now, that needs to be getting taken care of, and maybe that would be an excellent. That might be something that those towns would also be able to benefit from if they have other grants they're wanting to write. I don't know that $20,000 is actually what it would take, but that might be something to consider for that, because there would potentially be a lot of people who could benefit from that.
But I think it's an application process as opposed to a grant application. It's just fill out an application for this funding. That's what
right,
it's been in the past.
Fill out an application to hire a grant writer for the rest of these is what I was getting at. I don't know. And maybe that's not possible, but it sounded like a grant writer was something you were very interested in. It seems like it's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If that money is available, and maybe towns could also benefit on a consensus front from somebody who could write grants, and maybe advise you guys on whether they can bond and all the things that are so overwhelming.
Okay.
But I don't think you can use it for that.
Yeah.
I think it's maintenance and repair. And those kinds of things.
The
it's not
block grants, block consensus.
The consensus
grant.
Money, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me look. I got that.
Okay.
I got this stuff.
Seems like it had to be used for specific projects, and it required three out of the four entities agreeing on the project.
That's right. Because we had to have engineered projects when
yeah.
we did the first.
We
year.
Did.
Yeah, and you can't purchase engineering fees with that. There's a whole list of things that you cannot. They're ineligible project costs. legal fees, insurance bonds, cost for issuance bonds, real estate, establishing boards and districts. It's primarily for infrastructure kinds of things. So it'd be repairs and maintenance, and could be used for building maintenance and repairs.
So it could probably be used for,
I was told,
for what the improvement district is talking about.
Absolutely right.
Release that money.
That's what we're talking
about. I don't think there's any disagreement that this money couldn't be used for this project. The only thing we are saying is that we do have to convene a meeting of the four entities in order to have a 70% vote on how to spend that money. Like I said, it's not money that's in the bank. The county would be spending its own money and then get reimbursed up to X amount of money.
So when can we do it?
That's a good question. Mary?
Because I need to give these guys some lead time and know if we can do this.
Well, I believe what the application on this one, when I talked to Beth, was January. Because there's a 35-day, I'd have to look again and see what the dates go. But the other part of it is you've got a lot of entities that are eligible for that money. Mm-hmm. Are you going to throw it open to everybody to put in an application and then weed it out, or how do you want to manage that?
Right. Well, I realize it is open to other outfits, but I think this is the one that is the emergency. So, I know. I understand.
But you got to get consensus, so.
Right. Yeah, we have to have consensus.
Something for everybody kind of deal. Yeah.
So, this service and improvement district, special districts are eligible for this money. How come they don't vote? Why aren't they part of the consensus vote?
Because the rules.
The rules say it's just the municipalities and the county.
Right.
Okay. Not that that's important in this discussion.
Yeah, it's the county and the municipalities.
Right. Even though these other people are eligible for these grants.
Right.
But they don't get the vote. Okay, go ahead.
I would think the best thing we could do, or best thing we can hope for at this point, is our next meeting on the 20th, is give the town mayor's immediate notification, let them mull it over with their councils, and hopefully be able to attend that meeting on the 20th, and we'll just call the roll.
We can have a vote.
Yeah, that would work.
Yep. So can you make that happen, Mary? Don't sound so excited.
We're already booked through about 4 o'clock.
I realize that. Yeah.
We can start at 7 to get breakfast.
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Understand.
Well, okay. So anyway, it sounds like there's not a prayer of making this happen. Till end of November.
Right. Till after our next meeting.
Which is only 11 days.
Yeah. Yeah. But the likelihood of being able to access that rim road by then is...
Right. Understand.
Pretty slim. One more storm.
I can do it right now with a tractor with chains. Yeah. And he can get his blower through there and do it. But one more snowfall ain't going to happen.
Right. Understand. You said the wood straw, you could still do that?
You can put it on top of snow.
From
the research I've done about what do I know about it, but it sounds like it's good. It stays put in the wind. It lasts.
Is that the thing in the black tubes that you lay down on top of the snow?
No, those are straw wattles. This stuff is, they're basically grinded up pine trees. Some guys on a steamboat are doing it. I don't know if they're taking beetle kill stuff or whatever, but anyway, it holds up, and it's being sold at oil patch prices. because that's primarily where their market is for government agencies and, you know, big business that can afford it. But it's definitely the best product, and for that particular spot, you know, because you can't physically get up there and lop trees. Nope. The Rubicon guys wouldn't even do it, you know.
So once again, Mary brings up a good point. I mean, there are other entities that are privy to this money. I am not. I'm saying that this is the priority, but I will not turn down anybody that shows up at that meeting and has an opinion. So do we notice everyone that that's what we're doing? Honestly, that's what we should do. We should notice the other entities that we're meeting and that we are going to reallocate this block grant money. This
what are the money. Other entities other than other
any special district?
Special district.
Yep. Special districts.
I think we need to notice everyone.
Okay.
But we need to make sure that we have the voting members present.
Right. And that was when we allocated the money in 16, that's what we did.
Yeah.
We
noticed everybody.
This money, yeah.
What, that there was money.
Yeah.
And then the four entities voted.
Right.
Right. So I think we need to do that again. We need to notice all the entities.
Because we make a consensus list.
Because, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Hopefully they won't come with a project. They'll see the importance of this one project. And hopefully they won't come and demand a piece of that.
So what are you going to require them to bring if they want a project to be entertained?
Yeah.
Same thing we've always
required.
It's just been a proposed project, isn't it? And it's in their best interest to propose a project that has the best chance of getting consensus from the three
right.
towns and the county.
So I think everybody needs to be noticed.
Okay.
And then make sure that the four voting entities are present or a representative from them. Will be here. One of the four.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be in South County, so.
It will. So Marbleton and Big Piney, that's three of the four.
Right.
But, all right.
It'll
let's
be convenient.
Let's make it eligible to everybody.
Getting everybody there.
Okay.
So three of the four being between Marbleton, Big Piney, Pinedale,
and the county. Need three of the four to vote to allocate that money to a project.
Okay.
And then we would be basically the fiduciary agent. The money would come out of an account from the county, and then the county would be reimbursed by the SLIP for that project, correct? Am I correct on that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Depends on if the entity is able to cash the project themselves.
And the
right.
Marbleton Sewer Project, didn't they front the money and then they were reimbursed?
They were their own.
Yeah, they did. But I guess I'm assuming that your service and improvement district doesn't have $187,000 in it to front this project and then get reimbursed?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. What do you have in your emergency fund, do you know?
There's about 115.
Okay. All right. And do you have plans for that money right now, or?
I would have spent it yesterday
if it was available.
If I was allowed to.
Gotcha.
Because I'm the one trying to spearhead this, because, you know, put the time into it to learn enough to say, okay, if we're going to not have bigger bills in the spring, we better get this down now.
Get it done now. But that's not been.
And, you know, if you guys ever look at this stuff, it's, you know, for them to do all the 26 miles back there, they want $1.3 million. Well, I know there's not an ice cube's chance for that, but, you know, there's a couple of places, one right up around the rim, you know, where those abutments are, and another one where you first start down Fisherman Creek, that should have it.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, that's going to be a couple hundred grand anyway.
Here's a, yeah.
could you use some of that money that you have right hold to get this project done now? Well, and then we could hopefully backfill that with consensus money.
That's a leap of faith on their part, because what if those three entities don't agree to it?
Well, it is a leap of faith, I agree. But the alternative is you have to wait.
Well, that's what I've been trying to sell, you know. Yeah. And I say go for it, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to think that given what's happened out there, somebody's going to care enough to cough something up, yeah, you know. But
yeah, I can't speak to the other entities, but I can speak for us, and I'm quite certain we will be voting to do that.
Right.
So, but I can't speak for the towns, of course. Yeah, boy, if you could get it started with your money, that'd be awesome, I understand, but...
I'm trying to make it happen.
Understand your battle. Okay. All right, we know what we got to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Anything else, gentlemen? Mary?
Just...
Go ahead.
One thing quick, I guess it was Joe bringing up the subject of Waddles reminded me of conversation on Wednesday. Apparently, the state forestry office came through with 400,000 bottles. Is that correct? And only 200,000, or only 2,000 were supposed to be put down. So the question is, do we store those? Does the state store those bottles? Do we have to put them?
First issue is, how many more can I get down? Because they're still sitting in a county truck out there.
Okay.
And, you know, bottom line, like everything, doesn't go like you want.
Right.
You know. So the Rubicon guys haul loads of it in down there by the rim, and then they say, oh, we can't get up the hill. And I started knocking down trees, and I build them stairs to get up. Then they get up there, and they say, oh, it's too slippery. And they split.
Right.
So me and a couple of guys have to haul all this stuff back out to the truck, and then it's in the truck. I've got some labor between locals, you know, residents and folks from town here, Lions Club people coming out this weekend. Saturday, we're trying to put in some rock check dams and lay some more of this stuff. How much of it will get used, I don't know. And then it takes three persons to move one of these things, basically, or two big guys. Maybe I can find a place to put it there so it doesn't have to get hauled back to town. And, you know, if somebody's got room in a barn or whatever, that's my hope.
Yeah.
How much snow do you have right now? You mentioned you had some.
Yeah, you know, there was probably 3-4 inches.
Where does our money come from on that 187,000 until we get reimbursed?
The problem is you're supposed to just put it down, dig it in.
Budget transfers too.
Ground's getting hard.
Emergency loan fund?
I would just run it in the hole and then backfill it.
You'd run it in the hole and then just backfill it. I got you. Okay.
Because there's enough cash to do that.
Okay.
But if you don't have any cash in your bank account, you can't do that.
No, we don't.
We can cash flow it. They can't.
That's true. We can cash flow it. Right. Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. We all have our action items then.
One thing I just needed to clarify. So as soon as I get this, because there's this one that's got the 23rd deadline, and I'm trying to get all the ducks in a row and whatever. As soon as I get it, you want me to take it over to
Matt Gaffney.
Gaffney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And we just need to make sure that Matt communicates with you.
Tell him that it's coming.
Tell him that it's coming, and then we can make sure that that's ready for our meeting on the 20th. Right? 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20th. Okay. All right. Put those in your... Okay. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Can we have lunch in Piney? Can we have dinner? If we can't have breakfast, can we have dinner?
You know, we're going to be there long enough to probably have dinner. Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be a long day on the 20th. All right, very good. Anything else, Mary?
We have one RFP.
We've received
one RFP. Two more hours.
Yep.
See how that goes. Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Gone.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Nimitz.
My special signing.
Forget we'll meet outside.
All right.
The restroom first.
Good idea.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Tina, I'm here to talk about rural health elements like this.
You need to make it happen, I guess.
Okay.
I issued the certificates yesterday, though.
Oh, okay.
So the clock is getting.
I understand the heart.
Yeah.
You need to
try. Yeah.
You know, if they don't want to do it, then I don't think God does.
Thank you.
I don't think Matt cares. I think I need more with the money.
Yeah.
It's just not going to help them.
Exactly.
That's the priority, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And it's something we can do.
Right. And more grant money will be available for voting members down the road for other projects.
Yeah.
But we do have to let everybody know. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
You want to turn that off now, Mary?